We all gonna
have welcome to Loud House episodes.
What did you say, Peter? What was you say? Oh, by the way, this is episode 20. I'm with the moderator, Xander, and we have a special guest.
I'm back.
Yeah, he's back.
Lakers and six, man. I told y'all, Lakers and six.
Yeah. You did say that. What the? Oh, okay. I thought something messed up right there for a few seconds. I was going to get pissed. Anyways, yeah, so speaking of about the finals, the last time we were discussing it was before the Eastern Conference Finals, right?
Yes, sir, I think so.
It was right before.
It was right before. The Lakers were playing the Rockets in game one.
The whole entire time. Me and Xander was pissed off the whole entire time. Like, what the hell? Like, oh, no, we won that game, but we won the first game, right?
Yes, sir. Four straight. LBJ and AD.
Why are you whispering, bro?
Damn, I'm whispering. That was too loud?
Speak normal.
What you mean? I'm speaking normal.
I know.
This is me normal right here.
I know, but you're wrong.
You're going to have to cut this off. Like, you're gonna, you know, you're gonna have to cut this out of
the
podcast.
All straight,
but you can cut this out of the podcast. Pause. Relax. Calm down. I'm heterosexual. Like we said, you're gonna have to edit that part out because I was fucking content. It up. Raw content. Mm-hmm. Resume.
Say it, bro. At this point, it's stuck in your head now. You attempted it and you're like, no,
I'm gonna let it slide to later. They're gonna figure it out later.
All right,
back to the show.
Yeah, but the finals, I don't know what to say about it because I guess we expected a fight, but I wasn't expecting game six. You get what I'm saying? Like I thought we'd hit game seven at least.
See, I expected game six with everybody healthy.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And
when Bam was injured, mm-hmm. I thought it was over. Dragic went out, it was over.
Mm-hmm. If they probably had Gordon Dragic healthy, they probably would have.
They might have took it to seven.
Yeah.
If he was fully up to rotation and, you know, gaining that momentum with them, it went to game seven. It could have pushed it to
game six. Did he play?
Yeah, he played game six.
Yeah, he played in game six, but it was a blowout, so it doesn't really matter.
I kind of think he was hurt.
He wasn't in the momentum chain.
Either way, if you're in the momentum chain or not, you're hurt. And it could slow down a lot of things. I mean, you think about it. If you work with a team, right? Like for me and Peter, we work at Clicklist at Kroger's, right? If one person is not holding up his weight,
the whole team going down.
Yeah. The whole team goes down.
You got to pick up the slack for the other members of the team, which is what Jimmy Butler has been doing until game six.
Well, game five, game four, what, triple doubles?
50+ minutes.
50+ minutes? Mm-hmm. Tired as hell?
But that's the attitude of Jimmy Butler. I mean,
Tyler Hero did step up. Just wasn't enough.
Exactly. That's what I was trying to explain last podcast. I don't see anything being enough for LeBron or AD.
Mm-hmm. Everybody was saying because Bam Adebayo was small that he wouldn't hold his weight. That's what I think rolled.
You see, I think it was game five. My dad said AD wasn't even supposed to play. Nope. Because he hit Jay Crowder.
Elbowed him in the mouth.
Yeah. It was on purpose, too, because, like, I mean, sometimes you can see, like, he was trying to get up. And
he made the...
Flame his arm because he was trying to get up. No, he looked straight dead at him and just went...
He made the glance first.
Yeah.
Then he went up with the layup.
Mm-hmm. And he shouldn't have played game five.
But they lost game five anyway. Mm-hmm. Even though they should have won game five. But Danny Green sold.
They lost in game five, right?
And they lost game five because Danny Green sold.
Markieff Morris
also sold. But I blame it on Danny Green the most.
Really?
He's a shooter.
Yeah. Well,
if you have a wide open jump shot at the top of the key, that, first of all, that's his highest percentage shooting area.
True.
Top of the key and right wing. Mm-hmm. He even said, oh, go ahead.
In a real basketball game, in anything in general, you get that shot, you take it. No matter how bad of a shooter you are.
Oh, you take it.
It's a good shot. And if you miss it, bro, you miss it. It happens. It's basketball. It's a 50-50 at that point. Some people shoot 30-30. No, not 30. 30-70. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, with Danny Green, when he was on the Raptors, that shit was 50-50.
But I expect Danny Green to shoot 80-20. 70-30. Mm-hmm. In that type of position.
True. Because he was open.
He was wide open. Catch and shoot.
I don't understand why a lot of people was hating. I mean, yeah, he sold. And it happened. We talk about with Harden when he missed a jump shot.
I'm not hating on bro. Yeah, yeah. And I'm not going to do anything where everybody was sending death threats to his fiance because he missed a three-pointer.
That shit sucks.
Come on, bro. Markieff sold. He ain't getting no death threats.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Arguably, Markieff sold more than Danny Green.
Because he had LeBron wide open in the corner.
Exactly. Exactly.
So it's like, I don't know. I see it. I wasn't like, okay, yeah, I wasn't really mad about it because I was cheering for the Miami Heat. But at the same time, I was like, why? Like, if it was a good shot, why would y'all be mad?
I was just mad because it was the Mamba jerseys. Yeah. They supposed to win in those jerseys, especially they got to win the championship in those jerseys.
Yeah.
It would have completed the perfect season.
Did they?
They won in the white jerseys.
Yeah, they won in the white. They won a champion though.
I mean, yeah, they won a chip for Kobe, but it would have been nicer to see them win it in the Mamba jerseys.
But I didn't want to see it stop at game five. I would rather
it had been, if I was going for the Miami Heat, I would rather it had been 4-1 than 4-2 and get blown out in game six by 30 piece.
True.
Like,
no, they came back, right? It was like 102-94 at the end of the game. Something close.
It was like 117-102 or 117-94.
That's still a close game, bro. Anything that's like, if it's 20 points, that's a blowout. And now in the NBA, it's like, if it's 15 points, it's like.
But you got to think about it. If you're up 30 with 10 minutes, 9 minutes left in the fourth quarter, you know that the other team not going to come back.
Yeah. 102-96.
You seen LeBron just, you know, jogging up and down the court. That was game six?
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I mean, the last 2 minutes of the game.
Oh, wait, hold on.
There wasn't nothing going down.
106 or 93?
So they lost by 13.
At the end, it was.
I mean, it got closer, but I mean.
But it's not like.
It's not.
It was garbage minutes. It's garbage time.
I'm like, bro, like, at first, it was close, like, the first quarter. And I was like, okay, Miami Heat gets one. You know what I'm saying?
See, Miami Heat came out throwing blows. Mm-hmm. And they fell off after that. Jimmy only had, what, like, 14 in the first half or something like that, 13? He wasn't doing well.
Yeah.
LeBron, of course, you know, 30-point triple-double.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, along with AD, I think, scored, like, 20.
So. I really want Jimmy Butler to win a ring.
Yeah.
I really
want him to win a ring. I want him to come to L.A.
Question is.
Or come to OKC.
He won't go there. You know him.
He won't go to
he won't even come close to Houston. He was close to Houston. He was close to going to Houston.
He going to San Antonio. No, I'm just playing. He's staying with Miami. He said after they lost, he said, I promised him a championship and I didn't deliver. Mm-hmm. I'll just have to do it next year. And so he's staying in Miami.
I like that attitude. Everybody was saying.
So what about Giannis?
But everybody's not LeBron, though. On your point of you like the attitude that Jimmy Butler has. Everybody's not LeBron.
Still.
Jimmy Butler's up there. He's creeping into a lot of people's top 10. But. He alone is not carrying a team to a championship to win.
I mean,
he's not gonna carry a team to win a championship. He took them there.
But I'm saying like
with Jimmy Butler. A couple of young people though, that's the thing. Barely any experience. Tyler Herro was the youngest person in there.
Giannis is about to leave the Bucks though and go somewhere else.
Miami.
If he goes, I wouldn't go to Miami if I was Giannis.
Where would he go?
Giannis. He's going to the Bucks.
He's not staying in Milwaukee.
You don't think so?
No. Where are you going? That I'm not sure.
Because media could make that type of situation. Like, for example, Rockets are looking for Joel Embiid.
What I've seen.
And everybody's running with that. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. What I've seen in the media that I feel like that's possible is he goes to Dallas.
Dallas would be a great spot.
What? Luka? Giannis, Kristaps, you still got Boban on the bench.
Kristaps hurt for the season.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he was hurt. He had a
meniscus injury.
That's why they lost against the Clippers. Clippers are garbage. Kawhi's actually the best player on that team.
Duh. Who thought anybody else was better than Kawhi?
13%.
Pandemic P, I like to say.
There you go.
But you seen the locker room blues with the Clippers?
Oh my god, it's horrible.
People were bristled by.
I mean, they did sign Ty Lue.
The locker room in general.
It's the locker room problems.
It's horrible. Like the teammates in general, they don't respect each other.
They don't respect Kawhi because he gets the star treatment. Mm-hmm. They don't respect Paul George because they think they're better than him. They know they're not better than Kawhi, so they just mad because he gets star treatment.
Yeah.
But they think they're better than Pete.
That's the thing. That's what happens when you have Montrezl Harrell. That's what happens when you have Lou Williams. You have egos.
Patrick Beverly.
You have egos.
And see,
they didn't have egos in the freaking Raptors. They were like, they're all in for what Kawhi was going to do because you know what?
It was Kawhi.
You're Kawhi Leonard. Come bring us a championship in Toronto.
Speaking of Kawhi Leonard in Toronto, if I'm Kyle Lowry, I am the most heated man on the planet at Toronto. You brought Kawhi in. Mm-hmm. He won a championship. Mm-hmm. And you offered this man free food, free housing, Kawhi and Don for life. And I've been putting on for the city for how many years? I was here through DeRozan.
Yeah.
Now, second best player on the team for the championship, mm-hmm. and I ain't getting nothing.
Yeah.
You ain't even gonna pay me no more. You're not gonna give me no bonus. Like, what am I even here for?
Yeah.
I'm leaving.
Mm-hmm.
I'm requesting a trade.
Everybody, I mean, with the DeMar DeRozan, speaking of that DeMar DeRozan situation too, everybody's saying that he might come back to the Raptors. It could happen, but at the same time, if they do go to the playoffs, they're not going to
look. See, I don't want to make any comments about DeMar DeRozan because I didn't get to watch him that much this season because I don't really watch the Spurs, and they don't really have any players that I like that I'm trying to keep up with except for Lonnie Walker.
They became a big market team to a small market team after Tim Duncan left, Kawhi Leonard left. They traded for DeMar DeRozan. It just went crazy after that. Now nobody talks about the Spurs.
Ooh, off topic, but who do you think are we going to trade James Harden?
That was random as hell.
That's why I said off topic. Are we going to trade James Harden?
I feel like the Rockets are in full rebuild mode.
I think so.
Because Mike D'Antoni fired. Daryl Morey stepped down.
This is the thing. I don't like the owner of the Rockets. I don't like anything. I don't like the front office in general for the Rockets. Because the owner,
Tillman Fertitta.
He don't care. He don't care. You know why? He cares about the money. How much you getting? How much you buying for his merchandise?
He ain't no. He definitely ain't no genie bus.
And it's the owner. Because I mean, think about it. Daryl Morey wasn't brought up until. Hold on. We'll be right back. All right, we're back from the interruption. But anyways, we're talking about the Rockets, the front office and everything like that. But I don't like it. Tillman Fertitta, not a great NBA. Everybody was so happy that was he from Galveston, right? He's from Galveston. He bought the Rockets. this is a great story. And I'm like, bro, he don't know nothing about baseball. I mean, baseball, basketball. He just knows about business.
I mean, from his standpoint, that was a great move.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, and you could say it was a good move from the Rockets' standpoint. Because look who they had after Hakeem the Dream. Nobody. I mean, you know, they had
Tracy McGrady.
They had injured old Tracy McGrady.
You also had,
at the end of his career, Tracy McGrady. Harden
coming from, traded from the OKC and everything like that.
Like, they had some, they had a few decent players. They had some good players, you know, T-Mac, Yao Ming.
Yao Ming, that's a Hall of Famer.
Yao Ming should not be in the Hall of Fame.
Why? I want to get in this one. Let's get it.
Do you really want to get in this?
Let's buckle down. So, anyways, back to Yao Ming. But you're saying that Yao Ming, the reason why he wouldn't be in the Hall of Fame, or you shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame, because simply what is his reason why that he's in the Hall of Fame was because he bring in some Chinese players.
He bridged the gap, supposedly.
Yeah.
But look at players before Yao Ming that were from overseas. They were foreign.
How did freaking Tony Kukoc?
Petrovic. Drazen Petrovic. He's not in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Peja Stojakovic. He's not in the Hall of Fame. I know damn well he's not American.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, what? Why are you putting Yao Ming in the Hall of Fame? He didn't play enough. He's always injured. Mm-hmm. He's too tall to be injured. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, the reasoning he's injured is because he's so tall, but
ankle problems because he didn't have that good of coordination because how tall he was.
Yeah. Exactly. So,
to be in a, what is he? He's in cane. Like, he's walking with a cane right now because how tall he is. So it's like, you know, and like, he's like 40-something years old.
Exactly. Like, he didn't do enough on the court to put him in for simply what he did off the court. Mm-hmm. That would be like LeBron having the same exact career that Yao Ming had, but because he had, you know, the schools and the endorsements, he's in the Hall of Fame because he built schools and stuff. No, it doesn't work like that. It works. What you do on a basketball court is the reasoning you're in the Hall of Fame.
That's why they call it the Basketball Hall of Fame. You play basketball, then you do great in basketball.
Thank you. Exactly.
Now the thing is like there's a lot of reason, like a lot of people was put in the Basketball Hall of Fame. College sixth man, college basketball players is put into Hall of Fames. You know, I see some weird reasons that like people are in the Basketball Hall of Fame. It's a weird criteria because you look at the NFL, it's by how you play. By how you did it on the field and off the field. In Basketball Hall of Fame is whatever you did on the court, or you could do whatever on off the court. So if I become a D1 basketball player, right, but I make these great, did great with the community, I could be in the Hall of Fame because of that.
Exactly. It's not both. Yeah. It can either be one or the other.
Mm-hmm.
Of course it can be both, mm-hmm. but if it's one or the other, they don't care. Mm-hmm. They're going to put you in there regardless.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why isn't Ben Wallace in the Hall of Fame? Ben Wallace is 4 or 5 times better than Yao Ming, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. He's smaller, too. I've always wanted to be like Ben Wallace because it was like, you know, I was short playing basketball, and I want to be like Ben Wallace, Dennis Rodman, fucking Charles Barkley.
Exactly.
All together. It's like, let's go. I'm ready. Like, you know, like,
and you don't see people. I want to be like Yao Ming. I want to play basketball like Yao Ming. Nobody wants to play like Yao Ming.
The man had a fadeaway. The man had a post hook.
Yeah. I mean, he had, you know what I'm saying? He's 7'6". He better be able to do a post hook.
Yeah. Unless you're Ben Wallace. Ben Wallace would lock that down.
Thank you. Thank you.
That man was 6'7", and he'll jump up there and he'll block that.
Exactly. Like, if you're 7'6", you better be able to do a post move.
Mm-hmm. Then he got blocked by a small person one time.
Nate Robinson.
Yeah, Nate Robinson.
But I mean, that happens. Yeah, that happens to the best of them.
Because everybody was like, when I played basketball, you know, Cameron Kirk, I got blocked by him a few times in basketball, in practice. Because I wasn't paying attention. But it happens.
That's, I mean,
I wasn't, hey, I wasn't,
D-Wade is the best shot blocking shooting guard in history.
It's all about timing.
Exactly.
It's all about whether or not, you know your steps, you know where the ball is going to be at, and, pick your poison at that point. And I got blocked by – the only person that really blocked me was Cameron Kirk. Only person.
No. Cap.
You either contested it really well, and that's it. No. The only person that really blocked me consistently with on my hands with the ball, my ball.
Ja'Cory.
No. It was Cameron Kirk.
Multiple times.
He's blocked me multiple times, but he caught me off guard because I'm by myself in the post and I'm going for a layup. He's tall now. You see him?
I haven't seen him. He's about, not since high school.
About same height.
Xander's like 5'2".
I am 6'1".
But he played. he played like he was lengthy. He played like that. The only time I got blocked was with Otis. It was Taylor's brother.
Yeah.
He only blocked me because I went up for a layup and the ball, was in the air and he timed it perfectly and pinned it. That's the only time I got.
Was he a shot blocker?
Hey, we've digressed. We got to get back to the NBA.
That's what I was going to say. Zion Williamson. It's a great shot blocker.
See, this is the thing. Zion is a highlight blocker. You get what I'm saying?
He will
send it back to the benches, but if he has to block it, like Bam Adebayo did to Jason Tatum,
it's most likely going to be a foul. Yeah. If he has to, it's most likely going to be a foul.
He has the vertical to where he can get up above the rim. And just,
yeah, but that's highlight. He does the highlight stuff. He does the highlight stuff. He sends it back to the benches. He does it where he – all of his blocks, by the way, is what? Blindside blocks, right? Bam Adebayo, Rudy Gobert, Draymond Green, they will jump up with you if you run into the paint. And they'll make eye contact with each other, and they'll still jump up against Rudy Gobert or Draymond Green, and they'll still jump up.
Back to me.
Xander, you're very bipolar, to be honest with you.
Yeah, you on some drugs, Xander?
I don't know, man. What you talking about?
All right, back to the room.
But no, like with Zion, it's highlight blocks. It's not.
It's the big name plays, the ones that's gonna get you on SportsCenter top 10.
True.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And that same goes with LeBron too. Except for that freaking Tiago Splinter block against in the Miami Heat where he actually jumped up there and said, all right, here you go. What is LeBron known for? Chase down blocks. Exactly. So you don't know when he's coming. That's hard to, that's hard to kind of like, people like Kyrie Irving. Like, just imagine LeBron jumps up there with Kyrie Irving and Kyrie Irving does his,
But LeBron's behind you, so why not hurry up and get the ball off the backboard?
That's a lot of people. A lot of people don't think about that. A lot of people don't think that you need to bump into LeBron.
Wait. So you're telling me they're in the NBA and they're not aware of their surroundings?
But what happened? It happens. That's basketball. It happens. Like sometimes I don't think about it. Sometimes I'm like, shit, I'm just gonna get that ball up there as quickly as possible.
Yeah, but in the highest level of basketball, you get paid millions of dollars to think about that.
You gotta tell that to Andre Iguodala though.
Block my ears.
That's why LeBron gets the big bucks and he doesn't.
He had a finals but
what I'm trying to... Yeah, no, don't worry about it.
How is he not the GOAT?
You're going off topic everywhere, Xander. We're trying to get this freaking fluid. Anyways, but not like with LeBron, not a lot of people don't realize, like, Harden does this, and this is the cool thing. He's so creative when he does it. When he saw LeBron try to go for a chase down block, he bumped into him. and it reach and changes their footstep or not footstep the footwork timing. The timing too, to where they can't jump up there and block it full speed, right? So bumping into them, even if it doesn't even phase them, it just kind of just like, oh, okay,
it throws you off,
and they don't block.
Now see, James Harden draw foul is on 150 overall points. He got he's one of, if not the best, NBA player ever at drawing fouls.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, bro goes to the free throw line, what, 12, 14 times a game?
Every game.
Every single game.
And I hate how a lot of people, and I don't like it. They go to the free throw line all the time. But at the same time, it's like, we got to appreciate it.
Think of it.
Because it's like,
bro. Now, see, I'm not, I mean, like, yeah, he goes a lot, but I'm not worried about him going to the free throw line so many times. Like, if that's, you got to get in where you fit in. Exactly, you got to get in where you fit in. Mm-hmm. If where you think you fit is going to the free throw line, going through the legs, step back three, then that's where you fit at. I mean, it's working for him.
Look how he does it. He literally has a, like, when he goes in the paint, sometimes he arm hooks. So, it looks like that guy's coming over his arm. That's how he gets a lot of his fouls. When he's going through the lane, just hooks an arm. So it makes it look like, oh, can't go up.
But, I mean, that's what I did in high school, too. Because, like, I was really big and a lot of people were following me. Now, granted, I didn't get a lot of calls because how big I was. I wish we were recording because, like.
I remember one of these games that I seen. The guys, these literally, Dom's getting a rebound. He gets the rebound, puts it back up. Hits him on the shoulders, you know, pulls him down by the shoulders. Same thing. Gets the rebound. Once again, same thing. Pulled him down by his shoulders. Happened like 3-4 times before he can make the bucket. And sometimes they don't even make the bucket because of how much he's been fouled. That stuff's crazy. See, I can get away with that. I'm big, but I'm like skinny big. So that means, you know, I'm
more. Oh, man.
But, with LeBron, everything. I mean, with Harden, he could create. Now, with you got Justin Jackson going up, getting a layup, and you see LeBron James, he's not going to think that. He's just going to go up. He's going to try to dunk on him like, whoa, Courtney Lee. Was I think this was his name? Or is it Courtney Lee? Or who was it? He was from the Knicks. He played the Knicks. He dunked on him on LeBron one time when he was really, really young. It was Courtney Lee, I think. Courtney Lee.
I don't think so.
Let me check.
What I think it was.
Courtney Lee. Yeah, Courtney Lee.
Yeah, Courtney Lee. Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
He tried to dunk on him. He dunked on him the first time, and then the second time he tried it again, and then just get stuffed. But that's the thing. It's like a lot of people don't think about it. They just go up there, and they just don't. They don't use their creativity to kind of just push away Harden, like Russell Westbrook didn't do against LeBron.
Mark my James.
But, I guess, I mean, the way the Rockets are doing it and the way they're playing, I don't like it. I never did. Now, I like Daryl Morey that he's being aggressive. Like, I think I said that in the last podcast, right? He was being really aggressive. And that's the one thing that I really appreciate that he's doing, because the Houston Texans are not doing that. The Astros are not doing that.
Well, you got to understand, the Houston Texans took a horrible coach and made him GM. And head coach.
And he tried to be like the Patriots.
And you see, he got fired as GM and the coach the very next game.
We won.
A W.
Yeah.
Y'all won. Go Pack Go. We still 4-0, baby. But we digress. We back on the NBA.
Yeah. But I didn't like the front office at all from the Rockets at all. Especially a lot of the there were trade rumors saying Joel Embiid to the Rockets. Oh, maybe we could get Giannis on the Rockets. Or maybe we can... Nobody wants to go to Houston.
Houston is a great city to live in. But nobody wants to be a part of a Houston sports team because they're only known for losing, aside from the Astros.
I mean, we cheated on
for years. They tried to get to the freaking championship game.
2017.
Till 2017, they made it and they won it, right? Because they got good players, they got good coaches, and they cheated.
Supposedly.
I think every team cheated.
I feel like in the MLB, if you're not cheating,
you're not winning.
I feel like also with the NBA, the worst team in the league, I've seen this in like British soccer because I watch the BPL, but the worst team in the league should get relegated, and the best team in the G League should come up to the NBA.
Yeah, I think so too. I really believe so that too. Like they face each other off, see who's the better team. Not even that. Like
the champion of the G League.
If you're historically bad, like the Knicks, you should be dropped down to a G League team because they play like a G League team.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. It gives it spices things up a little bit. Mm-hmm. It gives more. It gives the players that are in the G League a chance to see what they're really made of in the NBA.
Yeah. And it gives motivation to the other team.
And it gives, yeah, exactly. It gives the NBA team, them NBA players, that, you know, they making millions of dollars, but they ain't doing shit.
Put a little fire in there.
Exactly. They'll put a little pep in their step. They want to get back to the NBA.
Because think about it, like, if Julius Randle became a freaking G League star. Like, you know how, for him, it's going to be like...
You know how embarrassing that is? I started in the NBA. I played in the NBA for X amount of years. And then my team was so trash that we went to the G League.
But think of it. There'll be the chance of the G League, though.
Then that means they'll just come back up next year.
They got to play again. But they got to keep going.
But I've seen it many times watching the BPL. The champs of the league stay in the league. And the people that got relegated, you can get relegated further in the BPL. But, of course, it's only the G League for NBA. Mm-hmm. But them G League teams might beat the Knicks, just as per se, that they went to the G League. The Knicks might not come back up into the NBA for a couple years. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But that would be a very exciting to watch, too.
Exactly. It would.
Smith Jr. plays like a G League player.
Dennis Smith?
Yeah. He has a fifth ligament in his knee.
Fun fact.
Fun fact, yeah.
Fifth ligament in Derek Smith Jr.'s knee. Dennis Smith, I mean.
I was about to say Derek Smith.
Whoops, that's Derek Jones Jr.
But, nah, that would be very exciting for the NBA in general. But I also see tournaments for the number one pick.
The midseason? Oh, the draft tournaments? Now, see, I've thought about that because watching last year's lottery was crazy to me. Like,
Pelicans being the first round pick.
I feel like... If you have the worst record in the league,
you should get number one pick.
You should get number one pick.
Just like how they do in the NFL.
Exactly. But, I mean, I do like the little tournament thing because it gives – if you're going to have, like, a lottery system, you should have to
– You have to fight for your position. Because if you're the best record, you're the number one seed, and you play the worst team in there. So if you tank – the whole entire time. So if it's the Pelicans versus the freaking
Knicks. Not
who
will get the first pick, though. The person who lost.
Who
the
first, won. The, okay. Whoever
the
wins
people
the
who wins the tourney
gets the first pick.
No, I think it should be when they lose or win.
Nah, yeah, that's what I just said. If you win the tournament,
you get first round.
You get first pick. Yeah. I mean, that's how – if they're going to have a lottery pick, then that's what it should be. Because I don't think it's fair to – Well, these people have a 60% chance to win the lottery, and then there's a 1% chance, 7% chance.
Then the 1% chance gets it.
And they rolling the balls or whatever.
Yeah, I was about to say offer for ping pong ball.
What's that called? A bingo ball.
Bingo ball.
Coming down, rolling down. Which one is it? Which one is it? Which one is it? The Knicks have a 67% chance. It got to be them. The Pelican! Yeah. Like, make it interesting. Let's watch some basketball in the offseason.
Yeah.
True.
And I feel like a tournament in the mid-season. I
mean, yes, that makes sense, but, like, think of it how tired they're going
to
be.
Don't care. You're the one who decided you wanted to tank.
They are the worst team in the league.
You're the one that decided to lose all those games.
And why would they be that tired? They're still,
actually, they didn't play the playoffs.
They're still, so they did have exactly. They didn't make it to the playoffs. None of the teams did.
They'll have the tournament the same days that with the NBA Finals.
Okay.
Same days.
Following after, days. After, I was going to say right after the finals. The following days of the finals should be the...
That would be cool.
Yeah. So, but...
And that could kickstart the draft.
True.
The top 18.
The offseason. The draft is normally before the finals, right? Didn't they draft already?
No, it shouldn't be because LaMelo had already been drafted.
Oh, this is true. You're right. You're right. It's in the offseason. I was tripping.
We just begun the offseason.
I was about to say, the offseason just started like three days ago.
But it's also because of the coronavirus, it's a little different time.
Yeah.
So, right now, they're saying that they're trying to start off the league in December.
And they said, like, Christmas. Like, the first game would be the Christmas Day games.
Yeah.
Or January. If it's not the Christmas Day games, they're not starting until January.
And that's a quick offseason. That sounds like hockey type of offseason. Like, where you start quick.
Yeah. But they want to get it back on regular schedule.
Mm-hmm.
So you kind of got to start quicker. And the players already warmed up. They was warming up for the bubble. Mm-hmm. And the people that didn't go to the bubble, you should be warm. You should have been practicing this whole time, the whole offseason. You should have been
now,
working on your craft.
My question is do you think the championship should count for the bubble? So, like, if with LeBron...
This is not an asterisk ring.
You don't think so?
This is not a Mickey Mouse ring.
Yeah.
It was, if anything, harder... to win this ring than his other three.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, this might not have been harder than the Golden State Warriors.
No.
I mean, he was down 3-1. That was difficult. But
this is
up there. Because
I think it's a little easier.
So,
because remember, you have teams that travel all the time. You think how tired those teams would be when they travel all the time?
With the rest, like, they're going to get more rest. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? But... that is also another reason I say it's harder. Because one, they were off for this many months. Two, all teams are well rested.
Yeah.
There's no home court advantage. Mm-hmm. And the Lakers was the number one seed in the West, so they would have had that.
Yeah.
And they didn't play the Bucks in the finals, so they would have had that in the finals.
Yeah.
So there's no home court advantage. It's all in the same neutral court.
And same goals. People get used to goals.
Exactly. You can get used to the basketball goals you mm-hmm. play on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm used to the goals on Bay Street over the goals at McAdams.
Yeah.
It's you get used to it. You shoot different for it. And there's no fans. So, the smaller play, you know what I'm saying, the smaller name players, Tyler Hero, Duncan Robinson, who've never really been, you know what I'm saying, playoffs, finals. They've never been in that situation. They still have never been in that situation,
yeah.
if you ask me.
Yeah.
Because fans... regardless of what people say, fans make a whole hell of a lot of difference.
Now, I'm hearing that a lot of things about fans in general, they're going to bring fans back. Like, right now, they're bringing fans back in the NFL, but people are testing positive for COVID, but they're still not...
They're going to shut down the NFL season if they continue to do this. The whole Titans
yeah.
roster has COVID, pretty much. Like,
now, Colts have it.
Derrick Henry is a beast. Josh Norman.
Into another dimension.
But you got the Colts there having COVID right now.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like
they're gonna have the whole NFL season freaking
canceled if they don't get a bubble. They should probably just do a bubble.
That's why I say NBA is probably the best.
NBA was probably the smartest.
Yes.
The best league.
If they get a bubble in the NFL, I feel like it should be played in the Los Angeles stadium.
Yeah, I agree.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best stadium in the league. It's just been built billions of dollars, right?
Yeah.
Los Angeles? You talking
Las
about
Vegas.
Las Vegas.
Las Vegas. That's what I meant. Las Vegas.
Like, well, they did build the Los Angeles Rams Stadium, too.
It's not better than Las Vegas.
It's not
better than Las Vegas.
I mean, you look at it.
It's not better than the Gruden Grinders.
They're bringing it. Bro, I heard that they're bringing back. People like fans for the UFC and everything like that. McGregor versus Dustin Poirier fight in January. They said they're fighting in January. at Dallas, at Arlington State, in the Arlington or AT&T Stadium in Arlington for the Dallas Cowboys Stadium, and they're saying we're gonna have fans in.
When does the NFL playoffs start?
Around that time, January.
Around that time, right?
That's it. What?
Well, I mean, Dallas isn't gonna have to worry about that then, because the Cowboys aren't gonna be in the playoffs. So, like I said, go Pack, go.
Same,
but
same goes with the Texans.
But you know, the Texans are gonna go 8-8 again. Cowboys are gonna go.
Unless we can beat the Titans this week.
Derrick Henry.
The way we're playing, dude.
Who's on y'all's offense? Oh, okay. Deshaun Watson, right? And then y'all got that number. Y'all got that number 4 dude. What's his name? Oh, Watson, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then y'all got that quarterback. He's also on y'all team. Oh wait, that's Deshaun Watson too. That's your offense right there.
You're not wrong on that.
You're lying on that one.
I mean, Will Fuller. He's arguably one of the fastest.
David Johnson.
Wide receivers in there.
David Johnson has been doing good, though.
David Johnson's been doing good, but will he get injured again?
True.
That's the same issue with Porzingis and Kevin Durant.
Mm-hmm. Well,
Kevin Durant
only had one big injury.
No, right? He had two.
He had two. He had it, and then he came back.
OKC ankle injury.
Oh, okay.
Like,
he had to play Miami.
Now, Porzingis is arguably worse.
True.
He's tear. More exactly.
Meniscus tear.
Like,
surprised he's still, you know.
Surprised he's, yeah, exactly. I'm surprised he's still getting paid the amount of money that he's getting paid.
Mm-hmm.
True.
Yeah.
He's a 7'3" shooting big.
That's why they call him a unicorn, because that, well,
he do got that. He do got that strap.
I think I said this last time. The real pioneer is Kevin Garnett for running centers, dribbling centers.
Don't say shooting centers.
He wasn't a shooter.
Okay, good.
He was more of a. He kind of started shooting like long mid range shoot.
I would go with, not for shooting, but for athletic centers.
True.
I would go with Dwight Howard.
Yeah.
He came in the league in what?
I don't know.
2006.
Something like that.
He went to the finals 2009 in his third year, I think.
Yeah. So I mean, it had to have been somebody before him.
Mm-hmm. But no, like what I try to say is that, you know, Kevin Garnett kind of just like kind of sparked that.
The athletic centers.
Being where you could take that ball up the court, dribble, yeah, play against guards by yourself. Like you'll guard a freaking Steve Nash or Jason Kidd by yourself and have no problem with it because of your length and you can move your feet. So, and that's the reason why I kind of say that Kevin Garnett is kind of like the pioneer of the power forwards and centers that you're able to dribble. And then the person that kind of perfected that was Giannis.
Mm-hmm. Jokic.
Mm-mm.
No?
No. Why I say Giannis? Well, I mean, he can't shoot. That's the problem. Jokic. But he's a very...
Giannis Antetokounmpo came into the league
dribbling,
shooting threes.
Oh, yeah, he did.
He was a shooter.
Yeah, until he got bigger.
He bulked up, became more of a power forward.
He shoots like a power lifter, where he has his elbow all out, trying to put as much as, you know, much as he can to that ball, to the ball, and it just slows down his shot and just... Like Jimmy Butler shoot like that. He has his elbow out, but he's quick enough to kind of put his elbow right back in as soon as you shoot the ball. It's a hard shot, but if it's comfortable, you know, he'll pull it. And also the slander they're saying, you know, Jimmy Butler is not that great of an offensive player is
Cap.
What? Like, why is his name Jimmy Buckets?
Big Cap. Jimmy Butler's a good offensive player, and I feel like he can shoot threes when he needs to. He hits them.
He,
everybody is like, well, because he's a 25% three-point shooter. He said, yeah, he did that by choice because he wants everybody else to start shooting.
He has his designated shooters on his team. He got Hero who can shoot the three, Duncan Robinson who can shoot the three, Goran Dragic, who can shoot the three. Jay Crowder can even shoot the three. Somebody got to penetrate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pause. Somebody got to go to the rack.
Yeah, so like...
Okay, so Giannis had shooters all around him.
He only had Chris Middleton.
True.
Brooke Lopez, I mean, yeah.
The next best player on the Milwaukee Bucks is not even in the top 50 in the NBA right now.
True.
Maybe not top 50, but that might be a little over-exaggeration. But he's definitely not my top 25.
Who?
Chris Middleton.
Yeah.
He's not my top 25.
Yeah.
He's a great player, but don't get me wrong. He's a star. He's not a superstar.
More of a glorified role player.
Mm-hmm. Hold on. Before we're going to go ahead and go straight into our ad. We're almost done with the time. So. But yeah, nah. You said about Carmelo with Chris Middleton in the same sentence.
Oh, in the top 25, I'm not putting Chris Middleton in there. I'm putting Carmelo Anthony in there. Mm-hmm. And I'm not talking about Nuggets Carmelo. I'm not talking about old Carmelo just in my top 25 all time. I'm talking about right now in the league, top 25 players, Carmelo Anthony is above Chris Middleton.
Oof. I can see that. Now, we were discussing about LaMelo.
I don't see that.
We were discussing about LaMelo. We were saying he'll never take the Melo name.
He's not taking the Melo nickname. He's LaMelo Ball.
Yeah.
Until
he's one of the Ball brothers. That's what we're gonna say.
Unless
I don't care if he signed with Puma or not.
Hey, J. Cole signed with Puma too. Is J. Cole in the league yet?
He's about to.
We got J. Cole, R.J. Barrett, Kyle Kuzma.
DeAndre.
Who? Aiden. Who's that last person before DeAndre Ayton?
Kuzma.
Who?
Kuma.
He getting traded. First of all,
Kendall Jenner.
Oh man!
So, like I was saying,
used to be really good when he was the main scorer.
He's a bust.
He is.
Once he started dating Kendall Jenner, it
happened. Tangles with Blake Griffin.
This is true. Blake Griffin did fall off, but he did get injured last season.
Yeah, but I never liked Blake Griffin.
Hey, Blake Griffin was a top five player in his prime in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
And well, they still had D Wade and LeBron and KD. And I mean, top 10, top 15 players still in his prime.
Kobe Bryant, Steve Nash.
He's not top 10.
You could also get
while Blake Griffin was playing.
No, I don't think he was better than Steve Nash, but you can put in Dwight Howard, Mark Gasol. No.
He not better than Pau Gasol, though.
It doesn't make you better. The ring doesn't make you better.
The ring debate is dead.
True.
Because you can put in freaking Bill Russell.
Kill everything.
And then, see, people's debate with saying Bill Russell, well, that was before Michael Jordan's era. But Robert Horry is in Michael Jordan's era. He got 7. Is he better than Michael Jordan?
No.
No. That wasn't even a question. Like,
yeah.
You answered that way too late. He said, no. No, it's no automatically. We know he's not better than Michael Jordan.
It's like, I hate that debate so much because it's like, bro, like, you look at, okay, look. All right.
Wait. Look at Patrick McCall. Bro has 3 rings in his first 4 NBA seasons.
He ain't better than James Harden.
And played, what, 10 minutes?
Yeah. He averages, 8 minutes in the regular season.
Exactly.
He don't even play in the...
He's not playing in the playoffs. He's not playing in the finals. He barely plays in the regular season. He got 3 rings. Is he better than KD?
No.
He better than Carmelo?
No.
Damian Lillard?
No.
All right.
He ain't better than Harden. He ain't better than Westbrook.
So, the ring debate is dead.
Yeah.
There's so many people that got rings.
And they're actually not really, superstar good.
Now, Robert Horry, don't get me wrong. I know I used him for the Michael Jordan GOAT thing, whatever. Is he better than Michael Jordan because he got 7 rings?
The reason why he has 7 rings is because all 7 of them was because of him.
Exactly. He was good enough. You know what I'm saying? He was good enough to be like, yeah, I earned these rings.
Yeah.
But that doesn't make him better than Michael Jordan because he got 7.
He didn't carry the whole team to No, losing records into the 6-7. Who carried?
Dennis Rodman and Scottie Pippen. Mm-hmm. See, this is why I said this before the podcast started. This is why LeBron is my GOAT. These reasons alone. Jordan had
off a harder team.
Jordan has Scottie Pippen to defend, score when
best on ball shooter, best on ball defender and shooter at that time.
So, and he had Dennis Rodman to get all the rebounds. So his
and
his,
play defense. He
and play defense. Defense player of the year.
Single point, but he got like 20 rebounds a game.
So he his only role, Michael Jordan's only role, was to get that basketball in the goal. If LeBron's only role was to score, he would average 40.
Yep.
50.
Like he did in the playoffs.
Exactly.
He had a 30-point triple-double. Like, just imagine if he didn't have to pass the ball or rebound the
ball. Imagine if he if his only role was to score that basketball. He gonna average 40 a game. He already averaged 27 for the season.
Yeah.
In his career, he averaged 27 for his career while being passive.
While passing the ball.
Exactly. So imagine if he didn't have to pass the ball. Again, if his only role was to score.
Our last podcast, we said that the era is different. Y'all, everybody's saying that the 90s era was the toughest era.
But it really LeBron would average 75 points.
You shared the video that I have.
Exactly.
LeBron when they were
like, the defense in the 90s was not that physical.
No.
It's not as I only know one physical team, the Bad Boys Pistons.
Yeah.
They actually made a rule.
Exactly. They made a rule. Go, hey, take them out. Take them out every game. Put them on the ground.
That treatment, would he survive?
Yes.
The man will bump off the
The 90s defenses were struggling with 6'6", 220 Michael Jordan.
True.
Imagine 6'8", 265, pure muscle LeBron James.
That could jump 40 inches. Off the ground.
40-inch vert.
Yeah.
He dominating them boys.
They're going to put a center on him, and that's it. Because they can't put Tim Hardaway Jr. on freaking LeBron James. They can't put John Stockton
on freaking LeBron James. They can't put the smaller dudes on LeBron.
You can't put Michael Jordan against freaking LeBron.
Michael Jordan.
I think every superstar, every legend was a crybaby. Except
I'm not gonna. I might believe, you know, he might flop a little bit, but you gotta think about it. Everybody flopped.
True.
Now
did that a lot.
There's a famous picture that continuously goes around about Michael Jordan getting choked out on the floor.
Yeah.
Michael Jordan's not a crybaby, but he's an asshole.
Mm.
People always say LeBron doesn't have that killer mentality that Michael Jordan got. And I don't care what, like, you know what I'm saying? I don't care what your fuels you up for the game. Mm-hmm. If you want to watch Care Bears and the Wiggles before you go out and drop 60 points on them boys, go ahead and do that. But Michael Jordan, you bad motherfucker if you could do that. But I mean, if that's what you want to watch before you go drop 60, then that's what you know what I'm saying? If whatever gets your mind in the right place to go play basketball.
Yeah.
Like, Michael Jordan had to make personal vendettas just to go hoop.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter,
it
you know what I'm saying? Exactly. Thank you. Like, that doesn't matter. That aspect doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
And people say LeBron's not clutch. Doesn't he have the most game winners in the playoffs?
Yeah.
And isn't it like more than Michael Jordan and Kobe combined?
I don't know. I can't fact check that.
Yeah, I think so.
I think that's what I've heard. So, not clutch where?
Yeah. Not a lot of people is just So, what I was going to post something on Facebook. And I'm like, bro, I don't get what the LeBron slander was at. I don't get it at all, cuz it's like, bro, like, appreciate this, bro, because when LeBron retires, right, who we're gonna have? Maybe Luka. Maybe we don't know if somebody's gonna be as good as LeBron.
Nobody's gonna be as good as LeBron. Now KD good. KD's up there, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, KD's good.
KD, offensive player.
I feel like Kevin Durant's probably gonna take the torch once LeBron is gone.
Yeah.
But they're both this is the thing. Though. They're both old.
Kevin Durant is, what, 33? I was going to say 33. So.
And LeBron's 35.
But LeBron got 3-4 more years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Barring injury. If he doesn't get injured, he got 3 or 4 more years of quality basketball.
Yeah.
And LeBron's not gonna continue to play.
He's not gonna be a superstar caliber, bro.
He's not gonna continue to play if he's not.
If he becomes a bench player like Vince Carter, he'll
He's not gonna play like Michael Jordan on the Wizards. Mm-hmm. He's not gonna do that. He's not gonna stay in the league for that.
He knows that it's time for him to go. It's time for him to go. And,
I mean, he's the only one that could tell us, but I feel like he got three, four.
I feel like everybody written him off last year too. After his injury.
Washed King and all that.
He's too old now, he can't do it anymore. Like,
championship.
I like LeBron. I'm going to be brutally honest. That's how I'm going to be. But I don't think he would be better than... I mean, everybody talks about finals losses. You look at Michael Jordan, who he was facing off. He was facing off Karl Malone. That's the only person I could think of in the finals that he's facing off.
I wouldn't even consider Stockton because all he did was throw assists.
Let me try to pull something up
but you
real
look
quick.
At, but you look at Kobe... Who he's beaten.
Garnett.
Beat the big three with the freaking Celtics.
Pierce. Right. Allen. Garnett. Yeah.
He was with Shaq when he was in his dominant era, beating, what? What's up?
I'm waiting on you. Go ahead. I pulled up what I'm trying to pull up.
With the Lakers, when they beat the 76ers, they beat the Sacramento Kings.
See, they beat the 76ers, but who the 76ers had besides AI?
Nobody.
Exactly.
Now, you could also say if AI would have won that ring.
That'd be crazy.
If AI would have won that ring.
You know how good AI would be?
AI's already good.
No, he's already good.
But if he would have won that ring, his hype would be...
His legacy would have been definitely...
10 times better.
Yeah, because
you beat with 50-year-old Dikembe Mutombo. Who the hell is this small forward? Huh? Snow? What?
Eric Snow?
Like, if you would have beat the Lakers with Rick Kobe. Fox, Kobe Bryant, Shaquille O'Neal, who else was on there?
A lot more.
There was a lot of players. Derek Fisher, Robert Horry.
Yeah.
Big shot, Rob. Okay, so this is my defending. People saying, well, LeBron lost 6 times in the finals. He went to the finals. What? 9 straight times?
10. Or 9 straight times.
Nah, because 9 straight times.
He didn't went to last year.
He didn't go last year, then he won this year.
True.
He's 15 now, 15-0 in the first round.
Yeah.
Michael Jordan, 1984, 1985, and 1986, eliminated in the first round. 1987, 1988. 1989, eliminated in the playoffs, second and third round. 94, eliminated in the second round. 01 and 02 with the Wizards. He didn't make the playoffs. So, people only remember Jordan, he went on 2 three-peats. He's 6-0 in the finals.
Yeah.
But how many times did he miss the playoffs?
Yeah.
I mean, miss the finals. Yeah. How many times? He got 3 first-round exits?
Yeah.
2 second round exits.
So, well,
twice he didn't make the playoffs.
The finals. You have in his 17 year career span.
7 years. He missed 7 playoffs.
No, he missed 7 finals.
7 finals. I mean, 7 finals.
And he went to 10. So you have more finals appearance than
finals loss.
He has more L's. He has more L's than dubs, of course. 4-6.
Yeah.
But everybody's gonna written that off because he's like, whoa, if you had a team that was 4 or 4-6, you would say they were terrible. But I'm like, that's different because this is finals we're talking about. He's facing off the hardest teams ever.
The only finals that LeBron lost that he should have won was that with that Mavericks one. Mm-hmm. That's probably the biggest meltdown by a superstar.
Or that made him strong. That made him the player that he is now.
Yes, yes, that did. I'm not saying it didn't. I'm just saying. Right? Yeah, that gave Dirk his ring.
So what about Dirk?
Oh, I actually want to say something after that. So what about Dirk?
He basically did it by himself.
Yeah, he did.
Against LeBron.
Yeah, that's why he in my top five power forwards all time.
And Bosh.
So then while we're in this now, since I was going to save it for a little bit later, there's this bit slander saying that Anthony Davis is better than Dirk Nowitzki.
Anthony Davis is not better than Dirk Nowitzki.
No.
That's not even a question. Like, yeah. Anthony Davis is good. He's superstar.
Dirk, too. I mean, 82.
Not better than Dirk.
Like, Dirk has his
you can
shot.
Yeah, you can resemble, like, you can say AD is like Dirk, but Dirk is still
AD
better.
Dirk is Dirk.
Hey, like you compare, like, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, AD's not coming in the league just now. You know how when they come in the league, they have their, like, pre-draft comparisons.
Now, that's one thing that I was a little worried about the Lakers, because it's like, how many times that AD went to the playoffs and lost it in the playoffs because he didn't do so well in the
playoffs?
But
he got the Pelicans to carry around on
his
back.
Yeah, but what I'm trying to say is like, you know, I wanted to know how
I
well you were going to do.
Having Zion Williamson by his side.
If he didn't get traded, though.
They still have been in the same situation right now.
Exactly.
Maybe not make it to the playoffs.
They
and go face off the Lakers and lose.
They most likely would have made the playoffs, but LA would have got somebody else. They would have got a couple people. LeBron wasn't just gonna go back at it again with.
Nobody. And the thing is, it's like everybody's like, oh, because. Why? But the one thing that I hated was like, oh, LeBron has to have all these players to win. Well, yeah, you need.
Need at least one. At least one other. Yeah. Other than LeBron.
So if you were going against like, what?
And great role players that are going to be in the same page as you.
And LeBron's role players are trash right now.
Who was the best?
Kyle Kuzma, trash.
Who was the best duo in the East?
In the East?
Yeah.
LeBron and D-Wade?
No.
Right now?
Tyler Hero, Jimmy Butler. We can't even say Kevin Durant and Kyrie because
they're not playing. And I'm not saying Giannis and Chris Middleton because Middleton is.
He's average.
Yeah, he's a glorified role
That's
player.
That's
why
I said
James
Butler and Tyler Hero. They made it to the finals for a reason. I mean, you could throw in Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum, but they.
That's probably more where I was leaning.
Siakam and Lowry?
I'm not going with Siakam and Lowry. Siakam fumbled the bag in the playoffs.
True.
Against the Celtics.
So
I was actually projecting the Celtics to win the finals. That's what I wanted. I already knew, like, say, going into the Eastern Conference Finals, I'm like, the Heat were on a roll. I'm like, the Heat are going to win. I already knew. I wanted the Celtics to win, but I already knew the Heat were going to win.
When the Heat won that game, that first time they won against the Bucks, I knew they was going to the finals.
Yeah.
Because Giannis looked so defeated on the sidelines when he lost to the Heat the first game. And then he injured his ankle, supposedly.
No, he really injured
it. He didn't.
He really. You saw that. That was really bad.
Then he didn't guard Jimmy Butler. Then he was, you know, whatever the coach wants me to do.
That's the one thing that I didn't like, that when they gave him the Defensive Player of the Year, it's like he's a great shot blocker, but could he guard the guards?
He can't. Exactly.
Rudy Gobert can't guard the guards, and I wouldn't consider him a Defensive Player of the Year.
But he won it twice, though.
He won it twice already because of shot blocking and timing. Now, depending on whether or not, because Giannis does highlight blocking, right? Rudy blocks it to win games. To reverse the outcome.
Yeah, because you see the one game ending could have been blocked. That Giannis guarded Jimmy Butler was a foul, and they lost the game.
He's not a great. He doesn't have that lateral quickness. He can't guard anybody that's faster than him. He has to guard the center. Every time you watch the games, you watch Giannis guarding centers and power forwards, or anybody that can't shoot, so he can clog the paint.
So he can get those blocks in.
So he can get those blocks and rebounds.
Now, what was you finna say?
But that's
back
but,
to Giannis.
But that's the.
Oh, there it is. Okay, so then who would you consider the best defensive player? Like who's won defensive player of the year?
You could right now. You're talking about right now or all time? I mean, all time.
Like within the recent.
It's hard
years.
To say about that, but recent years.
Within the recent years.
You could throw on Draymond.
Throw on Draymond.
I'm not giving it to Draymond.
You
sir.
Could throw. I mean, you say you can throw it into Draymond.
What about?
You could put in Kawhi.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah, Kawhi.
I was going to say, you could probably put in Kawhi.
Kawhi could guard 1 through 5, guard any guard.
Kawhi's not guarding 1 through 5.
Yeah.
Relax.
Yeah, he is.
He can. Relax.
1 through 4.
He can. He might be able to guard the power 4, maybe.
1 through 4.
He can lock down.
Player on the
he
team.
Can lock down 1 through 3. Mm-hmm. But he's when it gets to 4 and 5, he's not guarding Jokic. Because Jokic was doing him in, and he stopped guarding him.
He started guarding Jamal Murray.
And then Jamal Murray did it.
Then Jamal Murray was doing him in, and he started guarding Gary Harris. Girl gave him that.
She was the coochie with.
I knew it was going to come in one good time, man.
The girl gave him the sloppy top. And,
I was about to say too.
And he started going fed. I mean, it is what it is.
But, like, you can say Kawhi. Man, you can, like, you can. I wouldn't even say Michael Jordan was a great defender, too.
He wasn't!
He got steals from off-ball steals, and he'll here and there get on-ball steals and everything like that. And he couldn't guard
Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan was an opportunistic defensive player.
You could throw in Hakeem. I mean, I think you could throw in Hakeem.
I would. Great footwork. I mean, astounding, revolutionary footwork.
Yeah.
He's still working with everybody today on their footwork. He still works with guards on their footwork. Yeah. And he's a center.
Yeah.
What big man do you know works with a guard teaching them how to do footwork?
Exactly.
I think I have the best footwork here in this household right now.
You know, sir, that is probably the worst possible answer. That is the worst thing I've heard you say all night. And I heard
not
you
in the NBA, but you know, I'm
in this household. You said in this household.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm in here. So.
Oh yeah, no, I have better footwork than you do.
Yeah, like I said, I'm in here. So. You must be talking about in your family household. No. Not me being no, in here right now.
Right now.
Well, I mean, you also got Shadow and and Paolo. And Paolo. Paolo got they all got better footwork than you.
Nah. I have actually really good footwork.
Yeah, I know it's good. I played against your coach, that's not better than mine. But we have digressed. We've digressed.
Man, we're already in the next segment, 22 minutes already in. I didn't even realize that.
Dang, so we only got 8 minutes left?
Yeah.
All right, man. Let's wrap this up, man. We got 8 minutes.
Yeah.
Hey, let's get this quick 8 minutes left. We gotta be, like, super speed.
You sound really high on that one, Zenny.
Sound like he owns speed. But, woo, back to...
I do meth every day.
Okay, closing out. Closing out. We got 8 minutes to talk about the biggest thing we're supposed to talk about, off-season trades.
We discussed it a little bit. Well, we're talking about Joel Embiid.
Yeah, but who do y'all think that LA is going to get, the Lakers? Because they're not going
really
they're not gonna repeat.
Get Chris Paul.
I believe they're going to try for Bradley Beal.
Ooh.
That'd be killer. Shooter on
lock. Hey, but
no more
I know you're an OKC fan, but I really believe they're going to go get Chris Paul.
I don't have an issue with Chris Paul leaving. He's old anyway. Just give us Caruso. Give me Caruso.
Oh, yeah, and work with Shai Gilgeous-Alexander
and that's
Caruso
it.
Together.
That's
oh, yeah.
It.
That would be
straight good. Trade Caruso for Chris Paul.
Got to get the GOAT, you know.
Exactly.
Caruso.
Who do you think the Miami Heat's going to get? Because everybody's talking about Giannis.
Miami's going to try to get Giannis, but Jimmy not going for that. No. Jimmy has...
He
He's like a LeBron mindset. He has a plan.
He has a certain way of leading the team that Giannis is not going to like, and Giannis is going to want to get out of there quickly.
True.
They won't win the championship if Giannis comes to the Miami Heat.
I don't think Giannis has the same mindset.
Giannis, he wants to, like, we've already established he wants to win the way he plays right now, and it's not happening.
No.
So, Bradley Beal to L.A., or y'all thinking some, or Chris Paul?
Trading James Harden.
Victor Oladipo might go to the Lakers.
Victor Oladipo. Yes.
Victor Oladipo to the Lakers or the Miami Heat.
But the Lakers have a lot of people to trade with not enough trade value. Yes. Danny Green. They're trading Danny Green.
What about their
Trading Kuzma.
I don't know about the cap shares, but
they'll pay the luxury tax if it's too much. They don't care.
Yeah, I know that Anthony Davis is going to take a pay cut.
LeBron will take a pay cut. LeBron makes so much money off the court, he doesn't need the NBA no more. He doesn't need the NBA's money.
Yeah.
LeBron, he won't, but he could take a veteran's minimum and still live the life he lives right now and have millions of dollars when he retires and never have to work again.
Yeah.
He got Nike.
He got schools.
Schools, yeah.
He got investments. I know he's investing.
It's like Shaq. Like, we didn't even know he had that many investments until he said that...
Shaq owns, like, 10 KFC, 17, something like that.
Yeah.
He owns Five Guys. Like...
Yeah. The general.
He's in the commercial for
General. Been hungry ass.
He has car insurance for now.
Like...
Looking like Peyton Manning right
all
now.
All the endorsements. He doesn't need the NBA's money.
No.
He'll take a pay cut. I believe he will. AD will.
He
like wants to win again.
He's like... Like Cristiano Ronaldo is like the first, like the highest paid athlete in the world.
Oh, Cristiano Ronaldo is getting fucking crazy big bucks. What? Have you taken a look at his contract recently?
Yeah.
This man gets crazy big bucks, but.
To remain that fit though. And to remain as a.
Cristiano, he'll go. He'll go. He's not better than Messi though. That's my guy, Messi.
And the crazy thing is, everybody's saying that baseball players are getting paid more than basketball players. But it's because they're getting 10-year, $100 million
deals. Exactly.
Okay, so what about and
it's, I don't believe any. I don't believe anybody is getting paid more than soccer players. Because I see some of the contracts in the BPL. I see Cristiano Ronaldo's contract. Would you like to?
Yeah,
we got about like about good 3 minutes yet left. All right,
let's
so.
Hurry up.
We can go ahead.
So welcome to All Around Podcast. Thanks to the guy who's on meth. He learns meth every Monday through Thursday.
Please stop saying that before we get arrested.
Math.
Thank you.
Sorry to clarify.
His yearly income is $113 million.
How much I was getting paid?
A year. That's Cristiano Ronaldo.
How many years though?
I didn't read that far. I just looked at his yearly income. But it wasn't that many because he just re-signed with Real Madrid.
The Italian? No. Was he in an Italian league at first at one point?
He played for my favorite team, Manchester United. And then he moved on, went to Real Madrid.
Oh, okay.
Then
okay,
he went to Juventus.
Juventus, yeah.
And then I think he's back at Real, but I'm not sure.
Okay.
But he getting that bread regardless.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He needs to go to PSG. That's my second favorite team, just in case y'all ain't know.
I don't watch that much soccer. I used to watch it a lot of it when it was like the Olympics. I used to like Landon Donovan. Mm-hmm. That was my favorite player and everything like that.
Dempsey.
He like Clint
Dempsey.
He's not even there anymore.
He's the coochie man.
There we go. And there it goes. Damn. I knew I had like a minute left. Clint Dempsey? He's the coochie.
That's it for the podcast for today. Thank you, Peter, for coming over here. I think you went from... You had a long drive over here, huh?
For sure. So, about an hour drive.
Thank you for coming by. And Xander,
Thank you for being a crackhead. Appreciate y'all letting me back on the show, man. I'm for sure be back.
Oh, yeah.
But until then, man, peace, 5000G. I'm about to whoop these dudes in 2K.
I am the coochie man.